The study looks at the impact of the warming conditions in Greece 15,000 years ago, at the end of the last ice age, when scores of islands formed.
And then they became isolated as global sea level rose. So essentially we have a system in which we have a natural process of habitat fragmentation, not by humans, but by rising sea levels.
That's University of Michigan ecologist Johannes Foufopoulos, lead author of the study. His team calculated the population extinction rates for 35 reptile species on 87 islands in the northeast Mediterranean Sea. Foufopoulos says comparing historic fossil records with present-day distribution, the researchers were able to tell which species perished and when.
What we find is that islands today harbor many, many, many fewer species than the neighboring mainlands. So we infer that basically species that used to be there have gone extinct. In addition to that, what we found, which was very interesting, is that northern species, species that we know today live high up in the north, in northern Europe, for example, species that don't tolerate heat very well, these were also disproportionately quick to disappear.
In most cases, reptiles disappeared on the smallest islands first, places where the habitat choices were most limited. Foufopoulos says the study provides clues to how wildlife today might respond to climate shifts and a landscape fragmented by roads and farms and buildings.
The unfortunate observation we're seeing here, or the lessons, are that it's going to be pretty bad. So we're going to lose many species, and the species that will disappear first are going to be these northern heat-intolerant taxa.
Foufopoulos says the study is more than a look back in time. It also underscores the need to conserve land for species migration, either by setting it aside or by creating wildlife corridors that can help animals adapt as conditions change.
We absolutely need these species in order to survive because we depend on natural ecosystems to obtain our water, our food, our clean air. These services are being provided by natural species communities. We don't think about it, but our crops are pollinated by bees, for example. If we lose those bees because we've degraded the habitat and we've changed the climate, we won't be able to have any crops.
The study appears in the January edition of American Naturalist. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.